ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भम् व्याप्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ॐ नमो भगवते श्री सीता लक्ष्मण भरतशत्रुघ्न हनुमत् समेत श्री रामचंद्र परब्रह्मणे सिट्टिंग वेर एवर वी आर ऑल सेंडिंग अवर नमस्कार्स टू भगवान रामा हु इज ऑलवेज रिमेंबर्ड टुडे स्पेशली रिमेंबर्ड इवन दो वी नो ब्रह्मन इज फ्री फ्रॉम ऑल ऑफ देम एसेंशियली बट स्टिल इट्स अ हिस्टोरिक डे फॉर अस I cannot just say start the class without saying this. All prayers come together. So what is the benefit of this Brahma Jnanam? What is the benefit of arriving at this reality, obtaining as one's own self? See, clearly seeing that Aham Brahma Asmi, I am that truth. The truth of everything in the universe is the truth of I. There's no I or the world other than the truth. There Aham Brahma Asmi. The person who has that vision, what does he accomplish? What is the benefit? That is what is being discussed now. Jnana Phalam is discussed. And we saw that person who has the clear vision of oneself being Brahman, the only cause of the whole universe, everything else becomes accomplished as it were. See, the whole universe is Brahma. And everything is in the universe is non-different from Brahma. Brahman is non-separate from everything. Therefore, by knowing Brahman, everything else becomes accomplished as it were. Because everything else is Brahma. That is how the person enjoys all the objects simultaneously. That is the meaning we saw. Okay. I'm reading the, in page number 136, I'm reading the paragraph above. So, ekaya upalabdhya eva brahma swarupa avyatiriktaya ब्रह्म स्वरूप अव्यतिरिक्तया एकया उपलब्ध्या एव सो बाय वन कॉग्निशन व्हिच इज इन द फॉर्म ऑफ ब्रह्मन ऑल द कामास आर नॉन सेपरेट फ्रॉम द ब्रह्मन ऑल द कामास मींस ऑल द ऑब्जेक्ट्स ऑफ डिजायर आर नॉन डिफरेंट फ्रॉम ब्रह्मन non-separate from Brahma. Yam upalabdhim avochama jnanam iti. Which upalabdhi was pointed out as swarupa jnanam while analyzing the word jnanam. There we said there is nothing that is viprakrishtam away from Brahman. Or other than Brahman or besides Brahman. There's nothing away which is away from Brahman, other than Brahman or besides Brahman. Therefore, the following Bhashyam beautifully gives the meaning of the words Brahmana Saha as Brahma Bhutaha San, being Brahman, Sarvan Kaman Saha Ashnute. So, please make a note, it's an important point to remember. Brahmana Saha literally can be translated as what? Along with Brahman. Like Ramena Saha, along with Rama. Like Brahmana Saha, along with Brahman. But here, you should not take that meaning. The Brahmana Saha does not mean along with Brahman, but remaining as Brahman. What is the Sanskrit expression? Brahmana Saha ityukte Brahma Bhutaha. Sun, Brahma Bhutaha Sun means remaining as Brahman. The person Sarvan Kaman Ashnute. This jnani enjoys all objects of desire simultaneously, remaining as Brahman, because all objects being non-different from Brahman alone is said to be enjoying all objects simultaneously. Okay, now fresh class. Tad uchyate, that is said here. What is said here? Brahmana saheti, Brahmana sah, yo vedanihi tanguhayam parame vyoman. Following sentence, so oshnute sarvan kamaan saha brahmana vipaschiteti. So brahmana saha iti means brahma bhutaha vidwan brahma swarupe naiva sarvan kamaan saha ashnute. So brahma bhutaha vidwan, the vidwan wise person who has recognized his Swarupam being already Brahman, Brahma Swarupe Naiva, as Brahman it's himself, Sarvan Kaman Ashnute, he enjoys all objects simultaneously. Okay. That is said by the words Brahmana Saha. What is said by the word the Brahmanasaha? How all the objects become simultaneously enjoyed? How is it possible? Sequentially, one by one? No, simultaneously. How? Brahmanasaha, becoming one with Brahman. The wise person enjoys all objects simultaneously in the form of Brahman alone. It is clear, like daylight, that the third case in the word Brahmana is Ittam Bhute Tritiya. Ittam Bhute Tritiya is one of the rules that when we use third case. The third case, having the sense of, in the form of. See, Manushyaha Jamatra Griham Pravishyati means the man enters into the house as son-in-law. Jamatra griham pravishyati. As son-in-law he enters. There ittam bhute tritiya. Shuddhatmana bhagavantam prarthayate. As a clean-minded person worships Bhagavan. This is called what? Ittam bhute tritiya. In the form of. So the third case having the sense of in the form of is what is said to be Ittam Bhute Tritiya. So it means Brahma Bhutaha San in the form of Brahman. That is the Hetu for simultaneous experience of all objects. Otherwise, how can you say that one experience covers all objects together at the same time? Unless one is Brahman, it is not possible. The word Anantam has revealed that Brahman is everything. This is going to be expounded in the whole chapter, beginning from the next sentence. Tasmadva etasmad. The Upanishad is going to expound how everything is non-separate from Brahman. So, Brahma Swarupena Eva, as Brahman only, a wise person, Sarvan Kaman Saha Ashnute, Samyak Ashnute, gains everything. Na Tatha Yatha Upadhikritena Swarupena Atmanaha Jala Surya Kadivatu Pratibimba bhutena samsarikena dharmadi nimittapekshan chakshuradi karanapekshamscha sarvan kaman pariyayena ashnute lokaha. Na tatha. See, first he explained what it means by saying enjoying everything, all the objects simultaneously. Very clear. everything is Brahma. There's nothing which is separate from Brahma. Therefore, knowing oneself being Brahman is remain as Brahman, everything else, enjoying everything else simultaneously. So it is it is not otherwise. Na tatha. He explains it is not like how others enjoy. First I eat ice cream, then I eat, I watch television, then I do, not one by one, not sequentially, not that way. So he's going to explain here. Na tatha. Yatha upadhikritena swarupena atmanaha jalasuryakadivat pratibimba bhutena samsarikena dharmadi nimittapekshan chakshuradi karano karanapekshamscha sarvan kaman pariyayena ashnute lokaha. So in this paragraph, Shankara Bhagavatpada shows how the world, when you say enjoying objects means what? He says that. So the jnani's enjoyment of all objects simultaneously is not like the enjoyment of objects in the world by other people. Not like that. So he says, the jnani does not enjoy like a common person who enjoys all the desired objects. Okay. Lokaha sarvan kaman ashnute. In the world, lokaha means a common person enjoys all the desired objects. How? He says, chakshuradi karana apekshan sarvan kaman. The common person enjoys the objects, desired objects, dependent on the, first we say, dependent on dharmadi nimitta apekshan, chakshuradi karana apekshan. The two reasons he gives. To enjoy all objects of desire in the world, first of all, dependent on punyam. The person enjoys desired object dependent on the causes like punyam, etc. And dependent on the sense organs like eyes, etc. How does he enjoy one after the other in the form of ahankara? So only in the form of ahankara he enjoys, not as in the form of Brahman. And he enjoys objects which are dependent on punyam, which are dependent on the instruments of enjoyment also. And brought into existence due to the upadhi. And this enjoyment of other objects brought into existence only because of the upadis, due to the upadi. So upadi kritena sarupena atmanaha. And which is the reflection of consciousness, like the reflection of the sun in the water. So the person can enjoy objects in the world only as the jiva. Not as Brahma, not as Paramatma, but as Jivatma. What is Jivatma here? The consciousness reflection, the reflection of consciousness, which is like the reflection of the sun in the water. It is Jiva, this is Jiva. And this person who enjoys this object, worldly object, is like the Jiva, not as in the form of Brahman. And this enjoyment of this particular object as jiva, as the reflection of consciousness obtaining in the mind, is because of the upadhi. Second thing, and such an enjoyment is dependent on what? Definitely sense organs, instruments of enjoyment. And even to enjoy such objects through these instruments of enjoyment, instruments, one needs punya. Like that, so many conditions are there for a person to enjoy the objects. And that too, he cannot enjoy simultaneously. He has to enjoy one by one. So, pariyayena sequentially. That is how person enjoys. So, na tatha yatha lokaha sarvan kaman pariyayena ashnute. The word lokaha literally means any common person in the world also is meant by the expression lokaha. are the world. World enjoys, means the common people in the world enjoy. So lokaha sarvan kaman katham ashnute paryayena ashnute. Paryayena api katham ashnute upadhikritena swarupena ashnute. Katham kidrushan katham atmanaha swarup upadhikritena atmanaha swarupena. Means as the reflection of consciousness obtaining into upadhi, he enjoys. At how jalasurya kadivat pratibimba bhutena samsarikena dharmadi nimitta apekshan chakshuradi karana apekshan sarvan kaman pariyayena ashnute lokaha. So enjoyment of any object in the world, enjoyment of pleasure in the world is definitely what implies a person having an upadhi. And there as a reflection of consciousness as jivatma, and which is like the reflection of sun in the water, which is not the source of the reflection, but very as a reflection, and which is part, again, as it is also within the realm of samsara, and which is dependent on the punyam, just dharma, etc., which is dependent on the sense organs, etc. Only this is how an ordinary person enjoys any objects of desire in the world. So Brahman, this jnani's enjoyment of all objects simultaneously is not like that. That's what is said here. Na tatha. So yatha upadhikritena swarupena atmanaha upadhikritena swarupena atmanaha jala surya kadivat pratibimba bhutena samsarikena dharmadi nimitta apekshan chakshuradi karana apekshanacha sarvan kaman paryayena lokaha ashnute tatha jnani na ashnute. Okay. The jnani does not enjoy like a common person who enjoys all the desired objects dependent on the causes like punyam, etc., and dependent on sense organs like eyes, etc., one after the other, in the form of ahankara, which is subject to samsara and brought into existence due to upadhi, which is a reflection of consciousness like the reflection of the sun in the water. So na tatha yatha lokaha sarvan kaman ashnute. It is not like others who experience objects of desire paryayena sequentially. Even suppose you sit in a music concert and want to enjoy the whole music together, all the ragas together, yugapathu, it is not possible. How will you enjoy? It is only one by one. Anything is like that. In eating also, you have to enjoy every dish individually. There too, you do not take one sweet after another. In between, you eat something savory. Then only you can get the proper taste of the next sweet. Bhashyakara says, upadhi kritena atmanaha swarupena bhungte. He experiences in the form of Atma, which has come into existence due to the upadhi called body mansions complex. So Bhashyakara says, upadhi kritena atmanaha swarupena bhungte. He experiences in the form of Atma, which has come into existence due to the upadhi called body mansions complex. What kind of Atma is it? Pratibimba bhutena, that which is in the form of pratibimbaha, reflection of atmasarupaha, atmasarupam, reflection of consciousness. Atmasarupam means consciousness. So pratibimba bhutena, that which is in the form of pratibimbaha, reflection of atmasarupaha, reflection of consciousness. Like what? jala surya kadivat, like the sun reflected in the water. The suffix ka in the surya ka is in the sense of kutsita, smallness, the inferior nature. Smallness. Sun is up there with a huge size. But you see it in the bucket of water. So too, consciousness obtains in the vritti as reflection. We have to understand this reflected consciousness properly. I am very happy. No way, Swamiji never liked the expression reflection. But still it is there in the Shastra. So he wants to make it very clear. We have to understand this reflected consciousness properly. There is no medium here like water. It is just a setup of the senses and mind. Samsarikena means jiva rupena, in the form of jiva, who has samsara dharma, the attribute of samsara. Okay, before I go to the next paragraph, let me tell you, in the presence of thought, consciousness is called reflected consciousness. In the absence of thought, consciousness is pure consciousness. That's all. There's no pure consciousness or reflected consciousness. What is only consciousness. The recognizable consciousness is reflected consciousness in the presence of the thought. In the absence of thoughts, the consciousness is non-recognizable, therefore it is pure. Just as an opaque thing makes the light prominent, because it shines only in the presence of the light. Similarly, thought is only a reflecting medium. Does not mean not like really face being reflected in the, not like exactly the reflection of sun in the mirror, water. Okay. It is just a set of senses, setup of senses and mind. Samsarikena means jiva rupena, in the form of jiva, who has samsara dharma, the attribute of samsara. What is that? I am small, I am unhappy, I am sad, I suffer, I go through experiences. Having innumerable countless notions about the self, all wrong notions, is called what? Having samsara dharma. Having all limitations being superimposed upon the self is called samsara dharma. The samsarika dharma, samsarikena means jiva rupena. Jiva rupena means what? One who has samsara dharma, the attribute of samsara. So dharma adi nimitta apekshan kaman jivaha requires punyam for any happiness and also effort, past and present. So jiva requires punyam for any happiness and also effort, past and present. They provide the objects and situations for enjoyment. Apekshan means dependent. Bhogas depend upon punyam, etc. Chakshuradi karana apekshan cha. He also depends upon capable senses like eyes, etc. Sarvan kaman means indriyarthan, shabdadi vishayan, all the sense objects like form, etc. Now, music, now dance, now feast, now sleep. That is also enjoyment. Thus, one after another who enjoys, provided he has punyam, etc. for the same. In the process of explaining the sentence, Sarvan Kaman Ashnute, Bhashikara makes you understand what is Samsarika Sukham. Samsarika Sukham depends on many factors. It's very interesting to know. Okay. So by way of explaining the sentence Sarvan Kaman Ashnute, Bhashikara makes us understand what is samsarika sukham. Sometimes I consciously change the words, okay? Samsarika sukham depends on many factors. Your mood is also important. You may have punyam. You may have the object. If mood is not there due to bad news or some problem due to the unconscious or some other reason, you cannot enjoy the object. When everybody is laughing, you cannot laugh because of a catch, and you have to have controlled laughing because of pain. This is samsarika sukham. A wise person does not have dependence on anything to enjoy anandaha. That is being said here. A wise person does not have dependence on anything to enjoy ananda.
Because it's one question. Amni, yeah. One question. The 138 the bottom it says, Dharma di nimitta apekshan kaman jiva request punya for any happiness and also effort, past and present. And they say they provide the objects and situations for enjoyment. Here, they means what?
The punyam.
Provided by?
Punyam. Punyam provided by the karma, once on karma.
Okay.
Which then are you saying? Okay. See, they provide, yeah. See, dharma adi nimitta apekshan kaman, jiva requires punyam for any happiness. And so also effort, past and the present. So they provide all the objects and situations for enjoyment, means punyam. They means number of punyams a person has. Punyam alone provides. They stands for punyams. See, if a person does not have a certain degree of punyam, it is not possible to enjoy any pleasure. Even to study shastram like this, we all have some punyam. To enjoy any good thing in the world, you must have some punyam. If you have good food, you have punyam. If you have good water, you have punyam. If you have sitting in a comfortable seat to sit, you have punyam. So enjoyment of every small sukham, every object, desirable object in the world is purely because of the punyam only. Without punyam, it is not possible. First, so it depends upon punyam and depends upon the instruments. Whereas a jnani's enjoyment, simultaneous enjoyment of all objects as Brahman is not dependent on any punyam, not dependent on any sense organs also. Just being oneself is fullness. And that is why it's not sequential, it's simultaneous. Okay. A wise person does not have dependence on anything to enjoy ananda. Wise person does all his punyams have culminated in the vision of the self being Brahman. Now, being the self itself, just remaining one's own self is remaining in fullness, which is enjoying all the objects simultaneously. Katham tarhi, if a wise person does not have dependence on anything to enjoy ananda, katham tarhi ashnute saha, yathoktena prakarena sarvajnena sarvagatena hi atmana. Beautiful sentence. Yathoktena prakarena sarvajnena sarvagatena hi atmana nitya brahmaswarupena. Nice words. Yathoktena prakarena sarvajnena sarvagatena hi atmana nityaswaru atmana nityas brahmaswarupena dharmadi nimitta anapekshan. Dharmadi nimitta anapekshan. Dharmadi nimitta anapekshan. There apekshan. Here we read anapekshan. Dharmadi nimittanapekshan means dharmadi nimitta anapekshan, chakshuradi karana anapekshan, sarvan kaman, not paryayena, సహైవ అశ్నుతే సహైవాశ్నుతే ఇత్యర్థః. వెరీ క్లియర్ ఇస్నట్ ఇట్? హౌ దెన్ ఎ వైజ్ పర్సన్ ఎంజాయ్స్ ఆల్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ డిజైర్ సైమల్టేనియస్లీ? ఇన్ ది మ్యానర్ మెన్షన్డ్ బిఫోర్ he experiences all objects of desire in the form of all knowledge and all pervade, in the form of the experiences all objects of desire in the form of all knowledge and all pervasive brahman which is eternal without depending on means like punyam etc. and without depending on sense organs like eyes etc. Very nice. Yathoktena prakarena means what? As said, as in the mention, the manner mentioned above, before. Sarvajnena, as all knowledge. Sarvajnena, as omniscient, as all knowledge. Sarvagatena, as all-pervasive Brahman, as omniscient, all-pervasive Brahman. Atmana, nityast Brahma-swarupena, as Brahman, which is eternal. Dharmadi anapeksha, dharmadi nimitta anapekshan, without depending on means like punyam. Chakshuradi karana anapekshan, and without depending on sense organs like eyes etc. This person sarvan kaman sahayeva ashnute, he experiences all objects of desire simultaneously. Okay, katham tarhi, if he does not go through the experiences like others in the world, then how does he experience together? He is in the form of Brahma Chaitanyam, in which all experiences take place. He is in the form of Brahma Chaitanyam, the pure consciousness, in which all experiences take place. We are not afraid of experience. Any experience is consciousness. Our problem is we want to be conscious of consciousness. It will end up in tension because consciousness is not an object. It is you. So the whole approach in the teaching is to make you see the swarupam of yourself as the limitless Brahman. Here he experiences everything in the form of Brahman. He experiences everything in the form of Brahman. That is sarvajnaha and sarvagataha. With reference to the jagat, Brahman is called sarvajnaha, the witness of everything, the illuminator of everything, and sarvagataha, all pervasive, being the cause of everything. So all the lokas, including Brahma loka, and all the objects in those lokas are all Brahman. The knower of Brahman knows this fact. So he experiences everything as eternal Brahman. His experience is not dependent upon dharmadi nimittam punyam etc. and also upon chakshuradi karanam, instruments like senses etc. So he experiences everything at the same time. The idea is that the outcome of gaining various objects is triptihi. Very important line this is. The idea is that the outcome of gaining various objects is triptihi, absolute satisfaction. And he has that triptihi, the satisfaction all the time. The word triptihi, if anybody needs, you can translate or simultaneously, you can please write the satisfaction. By gaining all the objects of desire, what one should finally have is paramatriptihi, paripurna triptihi, absolute total satisfaction. And that satisfaction, this jnani has without having gained anything also. Therefore, the remaining as one's own self blesses a person with this absolute satisfaction, which is as good as having all the objects gained simultaneously. That is the idea. Is it clear? Can you move on? Okay. The last lunch sentence is very important. Some people have an idea. Oh, if I become jnani, then Bhagavan, everything I'll have in my house. Others will have only one car and I have 100 cars. Not like that. It's a tripti. Only we should not take it literally. The tripti will be there. An important point, please make a note. A wise person will have the triptihi, absolute satisfaction, which is actually the outcome, the result of having obtained all the objects of desire. That is why even without having fulfilled all his desires also, without having gained any of the objects of desire also, or having gained few also, the jnani has that absolute satisfaction which is as good as gaining all the objects of desires simultaneously. This is the idea conveyed. Okay. Next. Vipaschita. Now Shankara Bhagavatpada moves on to another word, vipaschita. Now you see, when the commentator and the bhashyam is written, how carefully every word is taken into account. Yo veda nihitam guhayam. Isa guha. Parame vyoman. Isa parame vyoma. Guha parama vyoma. So oshnute. Then saha ashnute. Sarvan kaman. That we saw. Sarvan kaman. Brahmana saha. Also we saw. The saha also we saw. Now we are going to see vipaschita. Brahmana vipaschiteti. So what does the word vipaschita mean in that sentence? If you take the whole sentence, yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman so oshnute sarvan kamaan saha brahmana vipaschiteti. Brahmana saha also we have seen. Only vipaschita is left. So he is going to comment upon the word vipaschita. This vipaschita is a third case of vipaschit. Takarantaha pullingaha arapasakalingaha vipaschit shabdaha. Tasya tritiya vibhaktehe ekavachane vipaschita iti rupam. The third case of vipaschit. So vipaschita means medhavina. Medhavina means sarvajnena. Sarvajnana means by all-knowing, by omniscient. Taddhi vaipaschityam yat sarvajnyatvam. Taddhi, that indeed is vaipaschityam. So vipaschit is adjective, vaipaschityam is noun. Vaipaschityam means omniscience, all knowledge, all knowing, sarvajnyatvam. Vipaschit means all knowing person, sarvajnya. Vipaschit is equal to sarvajnya, medhavi. Vaipaschityam means sarvajnyatvam, omniscience. Tena sarvajnya swarupena brahmana. So all knowing is not the action on the part of Brahman. All knowing is the very nature of Brahman. like sun is all illumining by its very nature. So sarvam, sarvajnyatvam, all knowing is not an action, not an effort, but a very swarupam of Brahman. Why does Brahman know everything? Why does sun illumine everything? Illumining anything in its presence is what? That's the nature of sun. Similarly, knowing anything and everything is nature of the Brahman. Therefore, sarvajna swarupeda brahmana, by as Brahman, who is of the nature of all knowing, this wise person ashnute enjoys. Iti shabdaha mantra parisamaptyartha. Iti shabdaha stands for the ending of the mantra. See, that Rig mantra, which begins somewhere, yo satyam jnanam anantam brahma, yo vedanihi tanguhayam parame vyoman, so oshnute sarvan kamaan saha, brahmana vipaschiteti, brahmana vipaschita iti. That iti shabda in the mantra indicates the end of the Rig mantra.
Swamini, what's the root of vipaschit?
Vipaschit, pashit, drish is the root. Drish is the root.
Yeah, V is a prefix.
The root, and the V is a prefix. From there you derive this word vipaschit. Like pashiti, drish is the root.
Okay.
Like how pashiti is derived from special verb that is. We will see that anyway. There will be time we will be seeing in the fourth book. Soon we will be starting the third book. COVID. The siksha will start soon. And then I'll be teaching sometimes how the roots are derived from, the verbs are formed from the roots. We will do that. The advanced class will discuss that. So drish is the root. From there you derive this word pash. Then chit, paschit. Then a V is the prefix. So vipaschit. The word vipaschit means Brahman, who has all knowledge. See, in Bhagavad Gita, the word vipaschit also means to say a person of discriminative knowledge, discriminative understanding. Vivekam Udayavan also is known as vipaschit, the discriminate person who has dharma dhan viveka. He is also called vipaschit. The person who has nityanitya vastu viveka, he is also called vipaschit. So vipaschit means the person of discriminative understanding also. So here a jnani is vipaschit, who has the clear vision of Brahma. But here Brahman is, as all knowing also, is said to be vipaschit. Visheshena sarvam pashyati. The word vipaschit means Brahman, who has all knowledge. Brahman's status of being vipaschit is nothing but all knowledge only. Just by his mere presence, knowing everything by swarupam is expressed by the word vipaschit. A wise person experiences everything in the form of all knowledge, Brahman. The word iti indicates the end of the Rig mantra. The word iti indicates the end of the Rig mantra. The word vipaschit is an adjective to Brahman. The word iti indicates the end of the Rig mantra. The word vipaschit is an adjective to Brahman. Brahman is vipaschit, which means sakshi. Sakshat ikshate iti sakshi. Sakshat ikshate means what? Without having any means of knowledge in between, that which sees everything by its mere presence, called sakshi, who witnesses everything. In other words, Brahman is sarvajnam, all knowledge. The word sarvajnaha has two meanings. Anyone can say, I am sarvajnaha, knower of everything, witness of everything, in the form of illuminator. I am always sakshi. Never do I become asakshi. Nor do I become sakshya. never do I become asakshi, means a non-witness, non-seer. Never do I become a sakshim, witnessed. Never do I become a non-witness. Never do I become a witnessed. But all knowledge in all specific details is there only for Brahman because of Maya Upadhi. Because of this unmanifest power of knowledge. Because of this Swarupam, an individual's knowledge is inhibited by Avidya Upadhi. All knowingness also is due, is to be understood properly. All knowingness also is to be understood properly. It is only with reference to Jagat. Brahman is all knowledge. Only with reference to Jagat, Brahman is all knowledge. With reference to itself, it is knowledge as such. So beautiful. Please make a note. It's a very important line. All knowingness also is to be understood properly. It is only with reference to Jagat, Brahman is all knowledge. With reference to itself, it is just knowledge as such. Very nice. It's a very important subtle point. Please make a note of this last word. What is the difference between Sarvajnyatvam and Alpajnyatvam? Why individual knowledge is limited? That is made very clear again. I'm reading this paragraph again. See, the word Vipaschit is an adjective to Brahman. Brahman is Vipaschit. As I told you already, this word also comes in Bhagavad Gita to mean a wise person. But here Vipaschit means Brahman itself. The word Vipaschit is an adjective to Brahman. Brahman is Vipaschit, which means Sakshi. Sakshat Ikshate Iti. Who witnesses everything. In other words, Brahman is Sarvajnam. All knowledge. The word Sarvajna has two meanings. Anyone can say, I am Sarvajna, knower of everything, witness of everything, in the form of illuminator. I am always Sakshi, never do I become Asakshi. I am always the witness, never do I become a non-witness. Nor do I become Sakshyam witnessed. But all knowledge in all specific details is there only for Brahman because of Maya Upadhi. An individual's knowledge is inhibited by Avidya Upadhi. All knowingness also is to be understood properly. It is only with reference to Jagat, Brahman is all knowledge. With reference to itself, it is knowledge as such. Bhashyakara first gives the meaning of Vipaschit as Medhavi, one who has Medha intelligence. That can apply only for a Jiva. But Parameshwara is the one who grants Medha when one prays for it. And so we attribute that Medha to him. We invoke him as Medha Dakshinamurtihi. The contextual meaning of Vipaschit is Sarvajna. Therefore he says, Vipaschita Sarvajnena. The contextual meaning of Vipaschiti Sarvajna. Therefore, he says, Vipaschita Sarvajnena. What exactly is the meaning of Vipaschit? Taddi Vaipaschityam Vipaschitaha Bhavaha. That is indeed Vaipaschityam. Yet Sarvajnyatvam, which is all knowingness. Or witnessing everything. तेन सर्वज्ञ स्वरूपेण ब्रह्मणा सह अश्नुते. He experiences everything in the form of Brahman, as Brahman. This statement is only upacharaha. There is no experience of any kind really. See, aupacharikam vakyam. Aupacharikam vakyam means only figurative expression. There is no experience of any kind really. It is just freedom from apurnatvam, lack. Apurnatvam means what? Inadequacy. It is freedom from apurnatvam, lack, and gain of triptihi, total contentment. Iti, iti shabdaha, okay. There is no experience of any kind really. It is just freedom from apurnatvam, lack, and gain of triptihi, total contentment. Now he concludes, iti shabdaha mantra parisamaptyarthaha mantrasya parisamaptehe arthaha mantra parisamaptyarthaha. The word iti in the brahmana vipaschita iti is to show the completion of the mantra quoted, which began with Satyam jnanam anantam brahma yo vedanihi danguhayam parame vyoman so oshnute sarvan kamaan saha brahmana vipaschiteti. Mantra, Rig mantra ended. That ending is denoted by the iti. Now he introduces the next section, giving the reason for the continuation of the Upanishad. There is no necessity to give reason. He introduces the next section, giving the reason for the continuation of the Upanishad. There is no necessity to give reason. This is how the Veda is. But within the Mimamsa, we see a certain logic there to understand the Shastram. Sampradaya presents the logic very beautifully. Bhashyakara presents the Sampradaya here. Within the Mimamsa means within the analytical study, we see a certain logic. Within the analysis, we see a certain logic there to understand the Shastram. Sampradaya presents the logic very beautifully. And Bhashyakara presents the Sampradaya here. That is, Bhashyakara presents the Sampradaya which presents the logic beautifully. Okay. Sarve, sarva eva valyarthaha, sarva eva valyarthaha. Brahma vidapnoti param iti brahmana vakyena sutritaha sacha sutritortaha sankshepato mantrena vyakhyataha punastasseva vistarena arthanirnayaha kartavyaha iti uttarastadvritti tadvrittisthaniyo grantaha arabhyate. Punastasyaiva vistarena arthanirnayaha kartavyaha iti uttarastad vrittisthaniyo granthaha arabhyate tasmadva etasmad ityadihi. No, Shankara Bhagavatpada says why next mantra begins tasmadva etasmad atmana akashasambhutaha. Why it is begun like that? Shankara Bhagavatpada gives the connection first. Let me tell you, now we have completed the thorough analysis of the words Brahma Vidapnoti Param, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam Parame Vyoman, Sarvaha Sarvan Kaman Ashtute Vipaschita Brahmana Vipaschita Iti. The whole Rig Mantra meaning also we have seen. What are these here? So Brahmavid Apnoti Param is a Sutra Bhutam Vakyam, the briefest aphoristic statement which presents the essence of the entire content of the entire chapter. Then the next Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, Satyam Jnanam onwards until Iti is what? Rig Mantraha, quoted by Brahmana Upanishad. So Rig Mantra, Rigveda Mantra, quoted by Yajurveda Upanishad. That mantra is a brief explanation of the Brahmana Vakyam, Sutra Bhuta Vakyam, the brief statement, Brahmavid Apnoti Param. So Brahmavid Apnoti Param is a prose sentence of Yajurveda Upanishad, and which presents the whole teaching in a nutshell. That content, what is briefly presented, is briefly elaborated by the Rigveda Mantraha, beginning from Satyam Jnanam, ending with Iti. Now, what is briefly explained is further elaborately discussed in the whole section, whole chapter. So he says here, Sarva eva valyattaha, means what? Valli chapter, the meaning of the whole entire Brahmananda Valli. Okay, Brahmananda Valli. Brahmavidapnoti param iti Brahmana vakyena sutritaha. You can say simple, clean, passive voice sentence. Brahmana vakyena sutritaha means sutritaha means briefly presented, briefly mentioned. Sutritaha, surukkappattadu, surukki chollappattadu. Sutritaha, what was briefly presented? Brahmavid apnoti param iti Brahmana vakyena sutritaha. Kaha sutritaha? Sarve eva valyattaha. What was briefly mentioned? Sarva eva valyattaha. The meaning of the entire Brahmananda Valli sutritaha was briefly presented by the prose sentence Brahmana Vakyena. Brahmavidapnoti param, the knower of Brahman gains the limitless. This is the Brahmana Vakyam. By this sentence, the entire Brahmananda Valli was presented in a nutshell. Okay. Sahacha sutritaha artaha sutritortaha. Saha sutritortaha, we break it, sutritaha artaha, that the meaning of the entire chapter, which was briefly presented in the Brahman, in the month, by the Rig Mantra, Sankshepataha mantrena vyakhyataha. Sahacha sutritartaha sankshepataha mantrena vyakhyataha. The same briefly presented meaning of the entire valli was explained briefly by mantra, Rig Mantra. Sahacha sutritaha artaha eva vyakhyataha. The same briefly presented meaning of the first chapter was, the entire chapter was explained how sankshepataha briefly. In brief, by what? By mantrena Rig Mantra. Punaha, again, tasyeva vistarena artanirnayaha kartavyaha iti. Again, tasyeva kasyeva sutritartasyeva. Okay? Sarvasyapi valyatasya. Sarvasya valyatasya. Vistarena artirnayaha kartavyaha. The meaning of the whole Brahmananda Valli must be done elaborately. Must be elaborately discussed. Okay. Vistarena artirnayaha kartavyaha. Iti uttaraha, the following portion. Tad vrittisthaniyaha grantaha arabhyate. The vrittihi means elaboration. Please make a note, the word vrittihi means thought modification. Vrittihi means profession also. Vrittihi means profession, livelihood. The word vrittihi in a context means livelihood. In a context means thought. Vrittihi also means what? Here elaborate discussion. Sutram vrittihi means vistaraha. Vrittisthaniye saniyaha granthaha arabhyate. So the text in the home of elaborate discussion, the following text, uttara means uttaraha tad vrittisthaniyaha granthaha, uttaraha granthaha following text, tasmadva onwards, now is begun, which is in the form of vrittihi. Why? Vistarena artha nirnayaha kartavyaha. The definite meaning of the entire chapter must be elaborately discussed and arrived at. Therefore, following text is begun. The reason for continuing of the Upanishad is given here. Punaha tasyaiva vistarena artha nirnayaha kartavyaha iti. Uttaraha tad vrittisthaniyaha granthaha arabhyate tasmadva etasmad ityadihi. The meaning of the whole Brahmananda Valli was briefly presented by the prose sentence, the knower of Brahman gains the limitless. By the prose sentence, the knower of Brahman gains the limitless. And that brief meaning was also briefly explained by the Rig Mantra. Again, with the intention that the meaning of that mantra has to be elaborately ascertained, and with an intention that the meaning of that mantra has to be elaborately ascertained, the subsequent text, beginning with from that Brahman, which is indeed this, is started, which occupies the place of a vritti. Vrittisthaniya means which occupies the place of a vritti. So vritti is another word for elaboration. We'll see that anyway. So Taittiriya Upanishad is a Brahmana Upanishad, a prose Upanishad. The first sentence, Brahma vid apnoti param, is naturally a Brahmana Vakyam, a prose sentence. It is Sutrabhuta Vakyam, a very brief statement. It is followed by the Rig Mantra, which briefly explains the Brahmana Vakyam. The mantra begins with Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma and ends with Upaschita. What has been explained briefly is elaborately discussed by the rest of the entire Valli, entire chapter. Bhashyakara calls it as vrittihi. Bhashyakara calls it as vrittihi. The whole chapter is a vrittihi for the Rig Mantra. It is not a simple vrittihi. It is in the form of a detailed vrittihi. Explanatory text. The Valli is named Brahmananda Valli. Valli is a creeper, a vine, and it is also used in the sense of adhyaya, chapter. Valyattaha means the meaning of the entire chapter. Sutritaha means said briefly in a sentence. Bhashyakara says, Sacha sutritaha artaha sankshepena mantrena vyakhyataha. The brief meaning of the Brahmana Vakyam was briefly explained by the mantra. The mantra unfolded that Brahman is Satyam Jnanam Anantam. The mantra unfolded that Brahman is Satyam Jnanam Anantam. It has to be recognized in the buddhi as oneself. It has to be recognized in the buddhi as oneself, and the one who knows Brahman gains everything in the form of Brahman. It was a brief explanation. Sankshepataha means sankshepena, briefly. The suffix tazil is in the sense of third case. Punaha, again, tasyeva arthasya, the same meaning that was briefly explained by the mantra. Vistarena arthanirnayaha kartavyaha, ascertainment of the meaning has to be done by an elaborate discussion so that it can be said finally, as this is the meaning, and so no other meaning is possible. Iti thus. Iti, there comes, it means thus. Sorry, I'll read again this paragraph. Punaha, again, tasyeva arthasya, the same meaning that was briefly explained by the mantra, vistarena arthanirnayaha kartavyaha, ascertainment of the meaning has to be done by an elaborate discussion so that it can be said finally as this is the meaning and no other meaning is possible. Iti thus. For this purpose, Uttara Granthaha Arabhyate. The text that follows is begin. Uttara Granthaha is not northern text. Uttara Grantha, Uttara means what comes later, what follows. It refers to the whole chapter beginning from Tasmadva Etasmad Atmanaha Akashaha Sambhotaha. Now, how Brahman is the Pratyagatma, inner self, how to gain knowledge of Brahman, what exactly is the gain of Param, limitless, all these are discussed very elaborately in the entire chapter. It is Vrittisthaniyaha Granthaha. It occupies a position called Vrittihi. Vritti of the mantra as well as Brahmana. When there is a sutram, a vritti has to follow, like Kashika Vrittihi for Panini Sutras. It is Vrittisthaniyaha Granthaha. It occupies a position called Vrittihi. Vrittihi of the mantra as well as the Brahmana. When there is a sutram, a vritti has to follow, like Kashika Vrittihi for Panini Sutras. It has to be elaborated. Tatracha Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Ityuktam Mantradau. Tatracha Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Iti Uktam Mantradau. And at the beginning of the mantra, mantra adau, mantrasya adau, vakra adau, at the beginning of mantra, iti uktam, it was stated thus, as what? Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Tat katham satyam anantam cha iti ataha aha. How is Brahman satyam as well as anantam? Tat, tat katham satyam anantam cha iti ataha ityataha aha. How is Brahman satyam as well as Brahman anantam? That is being said now. Tatra trividham hi anantyam. Trividham hi anantyam. Deshataha kalataha vastutascha. Deshatah kalato vastutascha. Tatra trividham hyanantyam. Deshatah kalato vastutascha. Tatra trividham hi anantyam. Deshatah kalatah vastutah cha. With reference to that, tatra, with reference to that, limitlessness is anantyam, anantam limitless, anantyam limitlessness, noun, anantyam limitlessness. Limitlessness is indeed trividham, threefold in terms of place, time and objects. Deshataha, space, in terms of place. Kalataha, in terms of time. Vastutaha cha, vastutascha, in terms of objects. To explain it, tadyatha deshataha anantaha akasha, tadyatha deshataha anantaha akashaha. Nahi deshataha tasya parichedosti. Nahi deshatas tasya parichedosti. Nahi deshataha tasya parichedaha asti. Natu kalataha anantyam vastutascha. Kasmat karyatvat. With refer, okay, and at the beginning of the mantra, it was stated, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. How is Brahman Satyam as well as Anantam? That is being said now. With reference to that, limitlessness is indeed threefold in terms of place, time and objects. To explain it, space is limitless in terms of place. There is indeed no limitation for space, place-wise. But time-wise and object-wise, there is no limitlessness for space. Why is that so? Because it is an effect. So, deshataha anantaha akashaha. Nahi deshataha tasya parichedaha asti. Space has no spatial limitation. Natu kalataha anantyam vastutascha. There's no limitlessness in terms of time and objects for space. Kasmat vai karyatvat, because of the status of being in effect. Okay. To explain it, space is limitless in terms of space. There is indeed no limitation for space, place-wise. But time-wise and object-wise, there is no limitlessness for space. Why is that so? Because it is an effect. I'm going to read further. What is the specific thing that is to be discussed? He says, tatra cha tasmin mantra vakye. In the beginning of the mantra, it was said, satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Brahman is satyam jnanam and anantam. Tad brahma katham satyam anantam cha bhavati. How can the Brahman be satyam and anantam? Bhashyakara explained it elaborately, but not the shastram. You must always look at it from the standpoint of Shastram. Shastram is going to say that Brahman is Satyam because it is the changeless cause of everything. Shastram is going to say that Brahman is Satyam because it is the changeless cause of everything. So, Brahman's status of being the cause has to be presented. Brahman's status of being the cause, Karanatvam, has to be presented. And that is being done first. Then, every effect is non-separate from Brahman. And therefore, Brahman is Anantam. Every effect is non-separate from Brahman, the cause. Therefore, Brahman is Anantam. Shastram is very thorough. By making a question, how Brahman is limitless, Bhashyakara leads us to the next line. The subject of the verb aha is not Shruti. Bhashyakara answers his how, the question, first by explaining the word Anantam. How Anantam Brahma? How Brahman is free from all? Because Brahman is non-separate from everything. Everything is non-separate from Brahma. Because everything is effect. Because Brahman is the cause. Trividham hi Anantyam. I'm reading in page number 145. Trividham hi Anantyam. Anantasya bhavaha. Anantyam, Anantasya bhavaha, Anantyam. Limitlessness is threefold because an object is limited in threefold way. In the limitation, if the limitation is threefold, limitlessness will also be threefold. What is the threefold limitation? Every object is limited deshataha, spatially, kalataha, time-wise, and then vastutaha, object-wise. Our body, for instance, is spatially limited because it is here, not elsewhere. It is time-wise limited because it was not there before. Nor it will be there later. It is only now in between. Even while existing, it is subject to change, subject to changes brought about by time. It has no limitation with reference to object. Being a human body, it is not a cow's body. As a human body also, it is not a female body. If one is born as a male, as a human body also, it is not a female body if one is born as a male. There is sajatiya bhedaha, species-wise limitation and also individual-wise as a vyakti are the same species. When I read a news item, Venus crossed the sun, I saw the photo. Sun is there, but Venus is a small dot somewhere, not even visible clearly. It is a huge planet, but a small dot. It's a small dot in comparison to Sun. Think about our planet Earth and our body in the planet. It is a telling limitation because it gives you a well-entrenched sense of being limited. The word parichedaha means limitation. You have to get out of this parichedaha, paricheda orientation. You have to get out of this paricheda orientation through contemplation on the purnatvam, sorry, purnatma, not purnatvam, anpurnatma. You have to get out of this paricheda orientation through contemplation on the Purnatma, the limitless self, all pervasive self. This threefold Anantyam, limitlessness, is from three standpoints. He explains that with reference to space. Tad yatha deshataha anantaha akashaha. space is limitless. Deshataha anantaha, space is limitless in terms of place. There is no place where space is not. You cannot say Akashaha is not here and or not there. It is everywhere. Space does not have parichedaha, limitation, place-wise. Two, but na kalataha. That is why it is said Akashaha. Asamantat kashate iti Akashaha. Asamantat kashate iti Akashaha. That which shines everywhere is Akasha. Okay. Space does not have parichedaha, limitation, place-wise. Two. But, or whereas, na kalataha anantyam. In terms of space, it does not have limitlessness. I mean, it is not limitless. Kalataha na anantyam. In terms of time, space is not limitless. Vastutaha cha. Object wise also it is not limitless. Vastutaha cha na anantyam. Object wise also it is not limitless. Because there are other elements like air, fire, etc. Each element has a distinct attribute which the preceding element does not have. Air has the attribute of touch. Fire has the attribute of form and color. Water has the attribute of taste. And earth has the attribute of smell. Space does not have those attributes. Therefore, Akasha has limitation in terms of vastu also. Even though Akasha is spatially limitless, we have to make a note that it does not cover me, observer, the Atma. Space does not cover me, the observer. Atma. Why Akasha is limited in space, time? Because Karyatvat. It is a product. And there was a time when it was not. There will be a time when it will not be. Therefore, it is not Kalataha cha. Anantaha. Naivam Brahmanaha Akashavat Kalataha Antavatvam Akaryatvat. Beautiful. You can see the reason now. Brahmanaha Na Antavatvam Na Yevam Antavatvam Brahmanaha Asti. Antavat. Brahman does not have limitation. Antavatvam means Brahmanaha Antavatvam Nasti. Akashavat Kalataha Akaryatvat. So Brahman does not have the status of being limited like the space because it is not an effect. Naivam Brahmanaha Akashavat Kalataha Antavatvam Akaryatvat. Brahman, unlike space, does not have time-wise limitation as it is not an effect. Evam Brahmanaha Kalataha Antavatvam Na Asti. Unlike space, limitation in terms of time is not there for Brahman. Because Brahman is not a karyam like Akasha, not an effect, not a product. The rule is yadyad karyam tattad kala avachinnam karyatvat ghatavat. The rule is yadyad karyam tattad kala avachinnam. So whatever is an effect, product, is subject to time limitation because of its status of being an effect like the pot. Yadyad karyam tattad kala avachinnam karyatvat ghatavat. whatever is the product is bound by time like a pot. Brahman is Sarva Karanam, the cause of everything, and it is not a karyam, an effect. Brahman is not an effect of anything, so it is limitless time wise. Beautiful logic. Karyam hi vastu kalena parichidyate. Karyam hi vastu kalena parichidyate. Akaryam cha brahma tasmat kalatopi anantam. Tasmat kalataha api anantam. Tatha vastu tascha. Karyam hi vastu kalena parichidyate. See, parichinam participle. Parichedaha noun. Parichidyate verb. Karyam, an effect, a product. He indeed. Karyam, he vastu. An effect, a product, an object which is a product indeed is kalena by time. Parichidyate is bound, is limited. Parichidyate is limited or bound by time. Any product, any effect. So karyam vastu means an object which is an effect, a product. Is time limited by, bound by time. Akaryam cha brahma. And Brahman is not a karyam, not an effect. Akaryam cha brahma. Tasmat, therefore, due to that reason, that Brahman is not an effect. Kalataha api anantam. Brahman is limitless time-wise also. Kalataha api, time-wise also. Brahman is anantam, limitless. Tatha, vastu taha cha. Tatha, so also, similarly, object-wise also, Brahman is limitless. So Brahman has limitlessness in terms of time. Similarly, object wise also. An effect indeed is bound by time. And Brahman is not an effect. Therefore, Brahman has limitlessness in terms of time also. Similarly, object wise also. Karyam hi vastu kalena parichidyate. Any vastu that is karyam is bound by time. Whether it is an element like akashaha or an object that is bhautikam, elemental, like a pot, in karyatvam, being a product, there is no difference between them. Akasha is bound by time like a pot. Any karyam was not there before its creation. Shruti says, tasmadva etasmat akashaha sambhutaha. Space was born from Brahmatma. Akaryancha Brahma. Brahman is not a karyam. Brahman created everything. That means there is no creator for Brahman. It is there always. A karyam is always sakaranam, one that has a cause. A cause also is an effect with reference to its cause. A cause also is an effect with reference to its cause. Brahman is the cause of everything. Therefore, it is not karyam. This is an important fact. Otherwise, there will be the possibility of argument for shunyam, etc. Brahman does not exist in time. Time appears and disappears in Brahman. Brahman always exists. This will negate arguments like sunyavadaha, etc. For the Buddhists, anything asti is kshanikam, being astitvat, because astitvam is there for anything only for one kshanam, moment. Astitvam means existence. If a thing has no astitvam, then what is? Is shunyam. If a thing has no astitvam, then what is shunyam. When you look at a thing from the standpoint of past, then it is zero. Look at it from the standpoint of present, it has momentary existence. It is called kshanika vijnanam. These two strands of thought of Buddhists are right. When they look at the astitvam of a thing within time, so it is so important that one has to understand Brahman as the cause of everything, which means it is, and at the same time, it is not within time. Second distraction I read from this. So it is so important that one has to understand Brahman as the cause of everything, which means it is, and at the same time, it is not within time. The meaning of the word satyam also has the sense of asti, is, but it is untouched by time. This is called eternity. Vastu tascha, from the standpoint of vastu also, Brahman is anantam. See, the word vastu sometimes means reality, but here it means object. Vastu tascha, from the standpoint of vastu, an object, any object, also Brahman is anantam. In fact, there's no vastu, no object other than Brahman. That is vastavam reality. That is being said now. Katham punaha vastutaha anantyam. Isn't it wonderful? Just I see Swamiji. Swamiji is just present with the told book. I hear his words. I hear his laughter. I hear his sounds. I hear the voice.
Yes, Swami. What is Kashika Vritti for Panini Sutras?
Yeah. See, Panini Sutram has Bhashyam, Patanjali Bhashyam. And there's a Vritti is also there. Vritti means explanatory note of Panini Sutrani. Kashika Vritti. See, Swamiji was always of the view. That's why this one book has come out. He just loved every small word of Shankara's Bhashyam when he unfolded this text. It's only last book. Actually, our program, what he taught us was the first one. And then Swamiji always thought there's nothing that a person has to understand which is not said in Taittiriya Upanishad. If Taittiriya Upanishad becomes thorough, I tell you, you can just go and read any Bhashyam of Shankara, any of the 10 Upanishads, and you can just understand. Which means so much clarity comes here itself. Very nice. So you also keep pace with what we're reading, so that not reading in the class again. If you read, make notes of your own, all that. Om Shanti.